VOA News. President Trump has reimposed economic sanctions on Iran. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president formally signed the order reimposing sanctions on Iran after he withdrew the United States in May from the Six-Nation Agreement to curb Tehran's nuclear program. In a statement accompanying the signing, Trump repeated his opinion that the agreement was horrible and one-sided. He warned that those who don't cut their economic ties to Iran face severe consequences. The European Union enacted what's called a blocking statute to protect European businesses from the impact. The Trump administration claims the Iranians have been using assets unfrozen by the deal to destabilize their Persian Gulf neighbors. I'm Warren Levinson.
In a speech broadcast on state television Monday, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the United States cannot be trusted because it withdrew from the 2015 nuclear agreement. He said Iran has always believed in resolving disputes diplomatically. There is chaos and destruction on the Indonesian resort island of Lombok after a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on Sunday killed at least 98 people. Reuters correspondent Ed Giles reports.
A man's leg buried under rubble. With the help of a group of local residents, he's freed from under a fallen concrete wall. This is one of many desperate scenes across Indonesia, where the death toll has climbed to over 90 people in a devastating earthquake. The 6.9 magnitude quake hit the resort island of Lombok on Sunday. Rescuers have been desperately searching for survivors, and the death toll is expected to rise, with hundreds of people injured and thousands of homes damaged. Officials say most of the victims were killed by collapsed buildings. Power and communications are cut in some areas of Lombok, and the military says it's sending in a vessel with medical aid and supplies. Thousands are now left homeless.
Reuters correspondent Ed Giles reporting. This is VOA News. Police in Bangladesh fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse students who protested for a ninth day demanding better enforcement of traffic safety laws. The latest clashes involved hundreds of students in the Bashundara neighborhood of the capital, Dhaka, where several private universities are located. The students have been calling for better traffic laws and protections for pedestrians following the deaths of two college students who were killed by unregulated commuter buses racing to pick up passengers. The president of Ethiopia's turbulent Somali region has resigned following violence in the regional capital Saturday, in which at least 29 people were killed. Abdi Mahmoud Omar resigned Monday. State-affiliated Fana Broadcasting Corporation has reported that the Ethiopian army has been ordered to enter the Somali regional state to, quote, restore order. Police in Venezuela have arrested six people whom they call terrorists and hired killers in what President Nicolas Maduro says was an assassination attempt against him on Saturday. Associated Press correspondent Scott Smith reports.
These are industrial-type drones. The government says it's capable of carrying significant cargo. And one flew toward President Maduro, who's on a grandstand, and exploded in front of him. And the other drone, the government says, crashed into a building nearby about two blocks away. They say it lost control and crashed into a building and exploded there.
A group called the National Movement of Soldiers in T-shirts claimed responsibility for the attack. The California Highway Patrol says one person is dead and two others have been injured in a pre-dawn shooting Monday between drivers on the San Francisco Bay Bridge. Police believe a car pulled alongside a larger car, an SUV, and fired shots into it, killing the driver. The two vehicles collided with each other after the shooting. Two passengers from the SUV were taken to the hospital. The Bay Bridge is one of the busiest bridges in North America. It carries about 240,000 vehicles every day on its two decks. And a ninth person has died in the wildfires burning through the western U.S. state of California. There are at least 17 different fires burning throughout the state. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. And the American Navy's top admiral, Chief of Naval Operations John Richardson, has told VOA that Chinese military vessels are now patrolling the North Atlantic at a pace not seen since the end of the Cold War. He says Russian submarines are also patrolling those same waters. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.